These images illustrate the effectiveness of vaccines containing both T-cell epitopes and B-cell epitopes. This approach is based on the observation of the requirement of B and T-cell interactions in the development of the anamnestic antibody response. This vaccine is against the bacterium Haemophilus influenza that causes invasive infection, including meningitis, in children younger than 5. The first panel shows a naive B-cell's surface immunoglobulin binding a carbohydrate epitope on a vaccine that's composed of Haemophilus polysaccharide, which is conjugated to a tetanus toxoid, a protein. The second panel shows the internalization of the immunoglobulin antigen complex by endocytosis and its degradation in the endosomes and lysosomes. The third panel shows the presentation of a toxoid peptide, MHC2 complex, to the TCR of a TF cell. Also shown are the binding of CD4 of TF cell to MHC2 and the interaction of the co-stimulatory signals B cell CD40 with CD40L of TF. This induces the T cell to secrete cytokines that activate the B cell to differentiate into plasma cells and memory B cells. The fourth panel shows the plasma cell production of protective antibody against Haemophilus polysaccharide. Immunization with the Haemophilus polysaccharide alone would not have induced a secondary immune response. It was the tetanus toxoid that could induce the interaction between B and T cells.